going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
BJ and Jamie. I wouldn't say it's a... Jamie's talking about buying some more exercise equipment.
Gym equipment. Like the whole kit. I want to do the whole circuit in my basement.
See, I don't know if you build it out and you go... 0 to 1,000 right away.
Have you met me? That's who I am.
I know, but I also know you that you get into these phases.
It's a phase, yeah, Mom. It's just a phase, Mom.
I don't even think it's a phase. I think it's a flash.
Maybe.
You have flashes. I do. You don't have phases.
I know.
A phase lasts a while.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
When you go through a phase, you put at least 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a couple of months into it. You don't even do that. You have flashes.
Well, and how long does it take for it to make it an addiction or whatever?
A habit.
A habit?
Yeah. I think it's two straight weeks.
Two straight weeks.
Or yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm thinking about building out a circuit in my basement. Just a whole circuit. You know, squats and stuff.
You don't have to build out for squats. You can do that right here.
Well, I'd like the machine that does it, because that way I won't get trapped under it, you know? Because I'm going to do a lot of weight.
So what are you thinking about buying?
Your squat machine, your tower of power, a row machine, all that stuff. Something for traps, whatever my traps are. I don't know where they are. And some of this stuff, some of that stuff, some of this stuff. The calf raising machine. Got to get the calf solid. Mm-hmm. Yep, all of it. Going to think about buying all of it.
Yeah.
Maybe Pete can get us a sponsor.
We have loaded up on exercise equipment at my house, and that stuff, I swear, you go on any marketplace, Craigslist, that stuff is given away every single
day. Porch pickup, right?
All you got to do is come get it.
Yeah.
Just come and get it, man. And people are giving away left and right. We have a treadmill in our garage.
Right.
Can't even give it away. We've had it posted probably for 2 months.
I believe that.
Everybody has a treadmill, and everybody wants to get rid of it. I just gave away $3,000 in equipment. Gave away one of those universal weight machines, with the legs to pull down. Should have given it to you.
Yeah, you should have.
For your squats.
But remember, for Christmas, I got myself what was it called? Indic? Indic machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you guys remember what happened with that?
No.
It was called the Indic machine.
No.
And for some reason, when Nordic delivered it, the O and the R were rubbed out of it. So I took a picture of it, remember? I took a picture and posted it. It's like...
Where is it?
It's in the basement. Okay. It doesn't have anything on it. It has potential to be turned on. Oh. And it's still plugged in.
Yeah. If you haven't touched that since then, I don't know if I'd build out. I think I'd just kind of hold off.
Well, I did about... hold on. About 3 years ago, I got on it. About 3 years
sounds
ago.
Sounds like it's not an addiction yet. To me.
Not
if it was 3 years ago.
And you know those weights you got?
Oh, yeah.
Like 6 months ago?
They're still
just collecting dust.
They
in the
are.
Other
so I got weights. So during this is a true story, like a couple years ago here at the Radio Ranch. So during commercials, I could do bicep, curls.
You did that when they first came, and that was it.
And I only did the 5 pounders. The 15 pounders are still in the box in our office. Yeah.
It's not an
addiction yet either.
We had a $2,000 elliptical machine in the garage. Okay, this thing was barely even used. Frog used it sometimes, actually. But we had a $2,000 machine in there. We had three people come by to look at it before they even took it.
Oh,
but
really?
Finally, the third person took it, and it was free.
Yeah, and they wanted to look at
it. Yeah, they wanted to look at it. And they came by, took a look at it, and said, no, it's a little cumbersome. It's a little big for us. I'll pass on it. Finally, the third person loaded it up and took it.
Well, the best thing for your treadmill is when your kid is about 4 and loves, like, little matchbox cars. He turns the treadmill on full speed, and he shoots them off.
Well, we have two treadmills. One I'd love to give away.
Yeah, but so do what I really did at one point, right, because I had a trainer and all that crap, you know. Then he got bad breath, and, man, it was hard to spot me. And I could smell his like when you have a trainer with bad breath and he's over you and he's breathing on you and you're dry heaving, that's hard.
And you're stuck under the bar.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself more committed to it when you had a trainer?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Cause, yeah.
Because I always prepay, so I make sure I go.
Right.
Otherwise I lose the money.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I had a trainer one time, one time. But it does make a difference.
It does.
It really does make, because the accountability is there.
Yeah.
And especially if you prepaid. And so you will show up. But man, after like the second meeting with the trainer, I regretted it so much. I would still show up, but I was in a bad mood.
Well, here's what I did that really worked. And I know I've talked about this, but you guys, this works, okay? If you're a chick that loves Bravo. Bravo has it on too many shows. And what happens is you get in your couch and you're just like, oh, there's another one after this. Oh, my God. Summer House. Oh, my God. Below Deck, which was last night. Anyway, and you just sat there on your ass and you just like wilt away into nothing land, right? Just with reality TV. What I used to do is I'd put the treadmill right in front of the TV and I was only allowed to watch Bravo if I was walking on it.
Yeah.
So I'd get my glass of wine, put it in the cup holder, turn it on really low, and then I'd just walk, drink my wine, and watch Bravo.
There you go.
That is the way to do it, friends.
Bingo. That's the formula for you.
It works.
I do think that the people that ordered these elliptical machines or the bicycles, you know, stationary bikes and all that with the screens, that you're a part of a class, I would think that would make a difference, too.
That's what you guys have,
now,
right?
It's not like you're committed to showing up like you do with the gym and a trainer, but it at least gives you some interactivity, you know, to play along with.
Well, even when it's like raining or snowing outside, you can go into the mountains and be mountain biking in the mountains. You don't even have to do a class, necessarily.
Yeah, I've never done it.
Don't you have the same trainer now because they had to cut all their staff? Don't you have just one lady that's worn out? Like, oh my God, I still work for Peloton.
You will not leave this studio. We got 20 more classes today.
I know. Yeah. Like, oh God, just put a green screen back there. I'm done. Yeah, because then they filed bankruptcy or something.
Yeah,
they were having a tough time.
Yeah, I think they
did. Because that guy on Sex and the City died on his Peloton.
Yeah.
Remember, that was a bad day.
Yeah, that's a bad day.
And then they got bad publicity because the guy was buying it for his wife for Christmas, and people were pissed about that one.
Yeah, because he was shaming her.
I think that, and I feel this way about runners, that I think you're either into it or you're not.
Yeah.
And workouts the same way. You're either that kind of person, and that's your cup of tea, or it's not. One of the two.
I'm telling you.
I just feel like that's the way it is.
The wine walking with Bravo is where it's at.
Give it a shot.
Solid.
Maybe
solid.
That's it.
Yep.
You put the TV in the basement, order your machine, Jamie.
Yep.
Stack up a bunch of bottles of wine down there, and you're on your own, man.
Because I do have a wine cellar down there. So it all goes together.
Well, you should get a workout just going up and down the stairs.
Well, that's true, too.
Just to go get your wine.
I know.
Right? Yeah. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.